So, what is your name?
My name is Carl Vinjustice, CARLVINJUSTICE.
Okay, and you do not live in Oakland, but you have lived in Oakland.
Correct.
Okay, you currently live
in Berkeley.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about yourself, about you as a man, or what the work you do as a person. How do you see yourself?
Well, pretty much, I'm an activist.
Mm-hmm.
Not fully, but and I practice law.
Okay.
It's one of my professions, and that's pretty much what I do right now.
Okay, and how did you arrive where you are? Your journey. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I originated in New York and came to California because my parents lived here.
Okay.
And I've been here since 1983, and I guess I'm still here now.
Okay. So what does gentrification mean to you? You know, there's a lot of talk about gentrification, and we know what it is.
Gentrification to me means that the wealthy come in and dispose of people in the community and their property.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have either corporations. A corporation can be a person or mm-hmm. a corporation. So they come in and buy out some of the neighborhoods and take the poor out of there.
Right.
And even on a business aspect as well, they also do that as well.
Right. It's very dehumanizing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it can affect people living in a community which is attempting to strive.
Right.
And or not, but it's just basically the wealthy coming in and taking a big chunk out of the community.
Right.
And disposing of people.
So you brought in some information. Can you talk about it a little bit?
Yes, I can. Okay. I'm facing gentrification in Berkeley. California had property that I had purchased through some investors in 1927.
Mm-hmm.
We purchased some property in Berkeley.
Your family?
No, a friend of mine.
Oh, okay, in 1927.
Yeah.
Well,
no, is that 27? No. Yeah, 20. Mm-hmm. 07. And,
Oh, 2007.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we got the property through a person that was on drugs,
mm-hmm.
and his father, his grandfather had passed away. And instead of it going to the state,
mm-hmm.
we helped out and cured right. the taxes so we can keep, you know, the property, you know,
right.
within the community. So they came in through the assessor's office and said mm-hmm. that we owed
more than you've
exactly,
already paid.
Exactly, right.
You've already paid,
right.
okay.
And they said that because they stated that we were on the Prop 13, but we never transferred the property title into our name, not
so
because...
Right, it should have still been under 13.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the reasons why we did that, we didn't...
Because you didn't want the higher taxes. I mean,
and not only
right,
that
and,
right. Not only that mm-hmm. factor, but we didn't know when we were going to sell.
Okay.
So we were just protecting each other's interests.
Right.
So that's what happened. That's why we didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, they said we owe 72, so they put a lien on the property. And
72,000 or
72,000.
Oh my!
They lied and said we owed 72, which we didn't.
Mm.
All the taxes were cleared.
Right.
So we continued to press the issue that these issues were not true.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through court proceedings, and the court was involved. They had an interest. Their interest, the county's interest, outweighed our interest. So therefore, they ruled in favor of the county. And then, so, but the process is still going on. Right now, we're in the Ninth Circuit Court, trying to get them to oversee some orders that were granted based on fraud. So that's a problem with me right now. So, so right now we're before the Ninth Circuit trying to get them to see eye to eye, and the city came in through planning and trying to do a double decker or add on to this property in the midst of this appeal, and we appealed that. So this what this document is all about. It specifies what would happen to the community if gentrification succeeds.
Right. So are you or your partner living in the property now?
No, we're not living. Well, we're still, I don't want to live there because of the how it went. But we still have, we have an injunction in place.
Okay.
Whether they want to respect it or not. But it's in place. So a corporation came in and saying, oh, we own her. And there was some Chinese people, and we told them that the county made a mistake on the taxes.
Right.
And so they tried to act like they were landlord and have us evicted. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's very awful. So this document is a use permit that was given to the Chinese people, which is a corporation. And we appealed that. So now everything is at limbo.
Right.
So they can't do anything
with it
until,
yeah.
Right. So that's where we're at.
That's good. You're going to pursue it.
Oh, got to.
But you have a vested interest.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Right. So.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But my district supervisor, I want to put this on the record.
Okay.
My district supervisor is Keith Carson. He handles...
Keith Carson.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. He handles district... his districts are Berkeley and Oakland, from Albany all the way to North Oakland. So I've met with his aide. And matter of fact, his aide had said something to me that I didn't have jurisdiction to the property. So I met with Keith, and we had difference of an opinion on the subject matter. So therefore, there's some issues that are, you know, still to be straightened out with my district supervisor at this point.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much.
Right.
So yeah. So that's where we at.
Wow. So, do you once everything gets taken care of, and hopefully the outcome is in your favor, that you guys get your home back, do you plan on living there or renting it, or what are you?
I might. I got some other things in the fire, so I might. I might rent it out.
Okay.
Or I might decide living in it, but right now I don't think I wanna. I've been violated. So
right.
Not only by the sheriff, but the Berkeley Police Department.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't know if I, you know, want to be there, but I'm not. You know, if I choose, then that'll be my choosing.
Okay. So let me bring it back to Oakland a little bit. Do you? Is Oakland a place that you would consider moving to?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's many of places in Oakland that I see fit, and some areas that need support.
Okay.
Not only to be moving in that area, but to help, you know, take it to another level in terms of community. Cooperation or community support, where, you know, we help make things a lot better than it is, you know, right now.
Right. So how do you feel about Oakland? And if there was one thing that you could change, what would that be?
I think we're best to change. I think it's best to go door to door and talk to the community and get input from the community in terms of, you know, because you never know what a person is going through, crisis, or, you know, children and military.
Right.
You know, so you really don't know until you go into that household to find out.
Right.
So I think that's something that I would support to help make, you know, and I don't think that corporations should come in and take over the community without knowing that community.
Exactly.
I think they should get to know the community first and find out, you know, because I think that's where it all stands. Within the individual household.
Right.
And you can learn a lot from that instead of coming in there, because you don't know what families are going through, and maybe they need some good advice.
Right.
And that may make a change, but to come into a community and put people on the street is not the answer.
No, it is not. Absolutely.
So, no.
It's not the answer.
No. Yeah. So I would supporting the community and because we all have rights, and there's no middle class.
Right.
There's a poor or there's a rich, and we have to respect each other's rights.
Right.
As well as our household needs or whatever.
Yes, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that'll sum it all up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.